Our next story is about what some people do for fun today in Brooklyn, but it has a preface. First, think about the most embarrassing thing you ever wrote, a love note, perhaps a poem penned when you were a teenager. Now imagine reading it out loud in front of a crowd. It may sound like torture to you, but for others, that's entertainment. Cringe readings, as they're called, began in the back room of a Brooklyn bar 2 years ago and have spread around the world. NPR's Robert Smith went back to the original venue to soak up the shame.
I know you probably think that your youth had some mortifying moments, but nothing compares to this. Sarah Baron wrote a complete pornographic screenplay when she was 11 years old.
It's like the whole thing is written in like a little 11-year-old handwriting, you know? It's like all I's are dotted with like little hearts. And my spelling was horrible. So I'm like constantly spelling words like pinus and vaginia.
We're in the back room of Freddie's Bar in Brooklyn. And as usual, the monthly show has drawn dozens of curious strangers. Baron has brought her friends, Maggie McBrien and Joseph Svanex, to read from the porno script.
We got to his house, and he took off his T-shirt and put on black Umbros and said, "How easy is it to get those clothes off?" And I said, "Why don't you try and find out?" So he took off my brassiere. So then he starts making out with me, with tongue and ear biting. Then we start violently and wildly.
Wait right there. I'm going to fast forward through this part. Although the sex scenes are not really anatomically or physiologically accurate, this 11-year-old's imagination is still too dirty to put on the air. Let's pick it up in the afterglow.
Cool. So, you want to do this again sometime? It was satisfying.
Maybe for you.
And I just want to say, after 50 pages, those were like the last two lines of the whole thing, which I think it is an amazing predictor of how sex really unfolded when I had it a few years later in dorm rooms.
Now you know why they call it cringe. With each reading, a shudder of recognition goes through the audience, and the readers, too. Afterwards, Baron is still a little freaked out.
If you can imagine reading some of that text and knowing that it came out of you, it's very disconcerting.
And very funny. That's what a young woman from Oklahoma discovered a few years ago when she started to sort through her childhood diaries.
My name's Sarah Brown, and I am the founder and organizer of Cringe, the reading series in Brooklyn.
Brown had just rediscovered an old box of her journals and was emailing the juicy bits out to her friends.
And every week, right before I would hit send, I would think, why am I doing this? This is really embarrassing. And then the minute you hit send, like, you know, 5 minutes later, people would start writing back, talking about how funny it was and how they remembered that and things like this. So then immediately you have this feeling of like, oh, well, I can top that. So the next week you'd try to find something even worse, which was really not that difficult.
In 2005, the virtual shame went live with a public reading here in Freddie's Bar. It turns out Brown wasn't the only one who had saved her teenage ramblings. Everyone wanted to share.
When people are trying to decide whether or not they should read something, I always tell them the thing that when you read it to yourself physically makes you cringe, the line that makes you think like, well, I can't read that sentence, I'll skip that sentence, that's the line you should read at Cringe, because that's the one that's everybody's going to laugh the hardest at.
Luckily, people seem to have held on to lots and lots of embarrassing stuff. On this night, Marie Penny brings up a daily newspaper she used to write about her teenage life.
October 24th. I'm so mad. Michael said that someone told Jason I have a wart on my nose. I think that it was Heather. She seems to be jealous that I have a 50% chance of having a boyfriend. Now it's 15%. I hate my life.
Poetry is always a favorite. Karen Zaccone read from her faux leather-bound journal from when she was 16.
I hate words. I used to think they meant something of importance. Why do you touch my skin? You have your own.
And Amy Shapiro read a daily account of her high school job at a pizza parlor surrounded by older boys.
Bobby I'll always love and want, but he's married as far as I'm concerned. Craig, well, he keeps asking when I'm coming over and all, but I think he's totally kidding. I would love to just go somewhere with Stick, Bobby, Scott, or Crack, like to the mall or to the movies or something. That sounds so babyish, but I'm such a romantic. Or we could just find a waterfall.
During the show, people make fun of their teenage selves, but it's clear that they also carry that insecure kid around inside them. Sarah Baron, who wrote the naive porno, says you have to come to terms with that before you can read.
I was such a geek at that age, which I guess everybody feels like there are, but that was the other element of it. Like, there was nothing happening in real life.
What would the 11-year-old Sarah think if she knew that someday this would be performed in front of a crowd?
I think I would have cried. I was so ashamed of it. I was just so unattractive and, like, overweight, and I had, like, the headgear and the braces and, like, the whole nine yards. So I think I would have been really mortified. Like, I don't think I would have found it in any way amusing or liberating. I think it would have been very sad.
So is it wrong to laugh so hard? Nah. One of the audience members, Trent Rosecrans, says the tenderness makes it funnier than stand-up comedy.
You go up here, someone's vulnerable, and they're allowing you into their world, and so you're laughing with them and at them, but it's like you want to give everybody a big hug afterwards because it's just like, it's okay. It was okay, and we were all there, and we were all just ridiculous.
And so the cringe empire grows. They've filmed a pilot of the show for the cable channel TLC, and Sarah Brown is editing a cringe book due out next year. And there's always more material. Brown says that when young people today look back at their blogs and MySpace pages in 10 or 15 years, they'll be very embarrassed and hopefully able to laugh. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.